Welcome back. Quincy Symphony Orchestra preparing for, I believe, their 72nd concert season coming up November the 2nd. And President Brian Hickox and Maestro Yuichi Utagawa are here again. Hey, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, thanks Joe. For having
Welcome
us
back.
Here, Joe.
Yeah. The music men are here.
We're happy to be here. Thanks.
Happy to have you, too. It's an indication, Brian, of a changing season, right?
Well, the leaves change, and we have to dig out our instruments.
That's right. Blow off the dust.
The summer solstice makes us a little lazy on that. But, you know, now it's busy, busy time.
Actually, that's not entirely true, because the symphony has already performed for Quincy 400 earlier this year, right?
That's right. On May 17th.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to do it inside because of the weather. But we've had some bad luck with that.
I know, but that's all going to change now.
Yeah, it's all going to change. But
because you're inside
yeah,
now.
But the concert was great. It was great. We had a great crowd, and we had two pieces that were written for the occasion.
Yes.
For Quincy 400.
Yes.
And actually, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we're doing Tis the Season in December.
Yes.
With the public schools.
Yes, December 4th, actually.
December 4th at 7 p.m., right?
Yep.
We're going to do some of those pieces.
I was going to ask if they're coming back.
Yeah, okay. Because, we're still in Quincy 400, so we're going to say holidays at Quincy 400.
Oh, absolutely. I think this year's Christmas parade is going to be all about Quincy 400.
Absolutely. Yeah. It should be.
Sure. Yeah, okay, good. So if folks didn't catch that May concert,
yes.
They can see the original works again.
Yes, so we have one written by one of the school teachers, uh-huh. and Michael DeMarco.
Sure.
And then we had a very well-known composer named Michael Gandolfi that Brian and his wife very generously commissioned.
Commissioned, yes.
Yeah, and both works were... They're fantastic, and the audience has loved it,
yes.
and I think that they will love it too at the Holiday Pops.
Yeah, what are the titles of the pieces?
You want
ours was titled Quincy 400.
Quincy 400.
Quincy 400.
Okay.
And it was commissioned by my wife Lynn and myself on the occasion of the celebration of Quincy 400,
yes.
and dedicated to Yuichi Utagawa, the city of Quincy, and the Quincy Symphony Orchestra.
Oh.
We were able to present the original score to the mayor at that concert.
Nice.
And he accepted that, and we'll keep it in the archives for the next 400 years.
Sure, yeah, exactly, yeah. Maybe the symphony 400 years from now will break that out and play.
And it was a fun piece to play.
Yeah.
The first time Yuichi and I heard it, and we said, oh my goodness.
Really?
Michael Gandolfi is a master composer.
Yeah.
He composes for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yeah. He's at an incredibly high level. He's the chairman of the composition department at New England Conservatory.
Oh, wow.
So I just shared with him some of the thoughts that I had. My parents grew up in Quincy. Grandparents grew up in Quincy.
Yeah.
They were buried at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. And as I looked back into the history, I just gave him some bullets, whether it was the shipbuilding, the quarry work, and just establishing the villages on the hill.
That's right.
Marymount, 400
right?
years
yeah,
ago.
Exactly, yeah.
And he took that and weaved it into just these portrayals of early Erie village life and what that must have been with the indigenous people interacting, and then how they developed these societies, and you could hear how the shipbuilding went on, and then the hope for the new future. It's a remarkable piece.
To be able to translate that into music, that is a skill and an art for sure.
Yeah.
And was it difficult to perform, Yuichi?
Well, I think he's a very skilled composer, and he knew that he was going to be writing for community orchestra.
Sure.
So
yeah.
All the music and all the brilliance is there, but he scored it and arranged it in a way that it was playable for us.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was not beyond our abilities.
Nice.
And so
nice.
It's a great piece, and we're going to be thrilled to do it again.
Good, good. We look forward to that.
Yeah.
But before that,
yes.
we have a concert coming up. Sunday, November 2nd, 4 p.m. classical concert at, this is different, St. Mary of the Hills in Milton.
Yes.
So, Brian, is this the kickoff for the new season?
It is.
It is, okay.
Since we did the outdoor concert in May on the 17th, we didn't do the outdoor concert in September.
Right.
Because we just did it early.
I was going to ask, is this a little later than usual? It is. Okay. That's why.
That's right.
Okay.
And this one, we're very excited about the collaboration. There are two pieces on the program. Barber's Adagio for Strings is a relatively short piece that will kick it off, and then we're doing quite a substantial work, Brahms' German Requiem. and that's going to be with collaboration of the Quincy Choral Society.
Yeah.
They're 90 members strong,
yep.
and their voices will be right in sync with Yoichi and Sarah LaBrie conducting them with the orchestra.
Yes, yes. Is this the first time that you've performed at this venue?
It is.
It is, yeah.
It is, and it's a, you know, certainly venues, school schedules, rehearsal schedules, you know, the schools have many drama productions,
sure.
music productions, choral productions that just go on, and sometimes it's tough to squeeze everyone's, whether it's a choral society,
mm-hmm.
the symphony orchestra, Sarah, Yoichi,
yeah.
the schools, putting it all together. In this case, we reached out to local churches,
mm-hmm.
and this particular church, the choral society, has performed in before.
They rehearsed there, I think, too.
Yeah, and at the same time, somewhat appropriate that, you know, the words that were written by Brahms, you know, are from Bible passages.
Mm.
And so here we are in the church.
In the church, okay.
It is a little bit different. It's called the German Requiem. It could just be called the Requiem.
Yeah.
However, he wrote it in German. He is German, but many times composers would always write Requiem
yeah.
in Latin.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's a set of words for the Requiem in Latin, and most Requiems that composers have written use those words,
mm-hmm.
and in this case he chose passages from the Bible that he wanted to put in his Requiem, and they were in German.
Okay.
So it's sung in German, so that's why it's called the German Requiem, but not because it's German in any other way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like if he were an American composer and he called it the English Requiem,
sure.
only because the language was going to be in English,
okay.
as opposed to being in Latin.
Okay, all right. So it's not a tribute to the country,
no,
Germany.
No. It's just simply the fact that it's in German.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It will be sung in German?
It will be sung in German.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And there's good news.
Yes.
The pamphlet that our guests will receive includes not only the German, but the English
translation.
Okay.
Yeah. I said that, you know, it would be very important to have that in the program.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise people don't understand what's being said.
Right, yeah. Did Sarah LaBrie agree to this?
Oh, she did.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, traditionally, with classical music concerts, if you go to operas and stuff like that, it's almost always going to be in the original language. So if it's an opera by Puccini, it'll be sung in Italian.
I see. Okay.
But these days, through the kind of miracle of technology now, you used to see the words on the screen.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right? And then now they have more and more auditoriums and opera houses have a little screen on their chairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that when you're sitting there, you can see what the translation is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know that for example, in the Vienna State Opera, they mm-hmm. have those words.
Wow. Boston Symphony?
Boston Symphony, no.
Oh, okay.
They do
no.
super titles.
They will do super titles.
So it's up above the stage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They flash the words on the... I think that's a great...
I agree.
I think that's great. Because if you don't understand what's going on, what's
you're,
the point of it?
You're not
going
to be interactive, right?
No.
Or care, right?
Yeah, exactly. When you get bored and sleepy.
I mean, the music is... Not saying that you put people to sleep. but if you want to be engaged.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, but you know, we laugh about that, but in truth, I think the fact that people often think of going to concerts and falling asleep is that if you went to a time to hear an opera and you didn't understand it, why wouldn't you fall asleep, right?
Well, I guess the music and the visuals would be somewhat engaging.
Yeah, somewhat engaging.
You want to be able to follow along,
yeah,
too.
But
it's a story,
exactly,
right?
And the music was written to follow that story. And if you can't follow the story, you really can't follow the music either.
Right.
And
yeah.
so for a week from Sunday, November 2nd, at 4 p.m., I suggest people get there 15 minutes early to...
Look at
the
words. Study the words.
I know what they're
the
saying.
Internet, you know?
Now, is it the full orchestra and the full choral society?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
So is there enough room there?
This is going to be a massive production.
It's
wow.
It's been a big undertaking. Right?
And an emotional one.
Oh, really?
One, The Requiem, Brahms Requiem, differs a little bit. Sometimes traditionally a Requiem, you know, talks about, speaks to honoring those who have passed.
Yes.
And this one has a little bit of a flavor that more recognizes those who are left behind.
Oh.
And understanding what they're going through.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So for anyone who's recently lost a loved one,
yes.
I think this will ring very, very warmly.
Oh, interesting.
To them.
Okay. So, Yuichi, will you kind of speak to that?
We'll do a little introduction to it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Is this? Do you know? Is this the first concert for the Choral Society this year?
I believe
as well?
It is.
It is.
I believe
oh,
it
okay.
is. Yeah. And we've collaborated with them multiple times
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yes.
With the summer concerts.
Yes.
And their director Sarah is just fantastic.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so. Female
conductor, by the way.
Yeah,
for the
of the Quincy Choral Society.
Yeah.
And we decided that instead of, you know, traditionally, oftentimes when you do a concert like that, the choral conductor doesn't conduct. It's just the orchestral conductor does the whole thing. But
oh.
we said, since it's really a collaboration between the two groups, why don't we just take turns conducting?
Oh, you'll share.
Yeah, so
share the baton.
We'll be literally passing
the baton.
Passing
the baton. Very nice.
So after Yuichi does the first movement, he'll do the odd movements, she'll do the even
yeah,
movements.
Yeah, because I'm the odd guy.
Oh, okay.
I have a little a vaudeville hook yeah. to pull him off the
You're
stage.
Done, Yuichi.
No, no,
I don't want I mean, but Brian, I mean, what a benefit to be able to have such skilled folks at your disposal.
It truly is, and it's a great growth opportunity for both groups.
Yes.
Because, you know, we get set in our own ways
yes.
sometimes, and the different flavors that are sprinkled in of Yuichi to the Choral Society
yes.
and Sarah to the orchestra just help us grow.
Right, yeah.
So
different
it's
styles,
yeah,
right?
And we embrace that.
Experiences.
At first, it's a little, it's, oh, well, that's different.
Well, especially in a live performance, you know. Will there be rehearsals beforehand?
We'll make sure.
A couple of rehearsals? just to get.
Yeah, we're going to, basically, what we've been rehearsing by ourselves, the orchestra,
yes.
and then the chorus has been rehearsing. And this is the way it's all done everywhere around the world,
okay.
whether you're professional or amateur. And then next week we're all going to get together.
Meld the two. Yeah.
And hopefully it'll fit together. But you know, it's amazing. I've done this many, many times.
Yeah.
Different. It always is kind of a miraculous how it comes together.
Well, there's one common goal, right? Is
yeah,
to make
yeah.
good music.
Yeah, and clearly the composers have written it so that it will
well,
fit
right.
together,
yeah.
right? So all we have to do is make sure that we have our part. Correct.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so there's a challenge
right.
to that,
yeah.
but provided that we're doing that, it somehow, it always comes together. We're always...
It's somewhat like merging onto a highway.
Close your eyes and pray.
We avoid the train wreck, and we just dovetail into it.
But you know, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, that's a good way
there's
of describing it.
A little give and take
it.
There.
It's amazing that there aren't more accidents, right? I mean, it just, you know.
Please. Let's not even jinx it. So this is at 4 o'clock, Sunday, November 2nd,
yes,
St. Mary of the Hills on St. Mary's Road in Milton. And about how long is the show?
We're doing a short piece for strings.
Okay.
And that's about 6 minutes long.
Okay.
And then the Brahms Requiem is about an hour.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And that's it. So,
okay.
It's a relatively short concert, but the Requiem is a gigantic piece.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So. And the Barber is, gets into the theme that we were talking about
yes.
with the Brahms. The Barber is a hugely emotional
yeah.
piece written strictly for strings, no woodwinds, no percussion,
no
brass, and it's an adagio. It's a slower paced, and the movements of the different string instruments
mm-hmm.
creating a hugely emotional. Have you seen the movie Platoon?
Long time ago, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
This was the background music for some of those helicopter rides when they were in Vietnam
no.
and all. And
I think people will recognize the music,
okay.
even if they don't know that it's the Barber Adagio.
They've
for
heard
string.
It.
It's
yeah.
very moving.
It's been used on many places, I think. I mean, notably in that movie.
Okay.
But I
okay.
think people will probably recognize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not familiar,
yes.
It'll
yeah.
it'll strike
it's
a chord.
It's yeah. a gorgeous
I think
piece.
Everyone will.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's by the way, that's the weekend we we set the clocks back, so folks will be rested up. They've had an extra hour of sleep. So don't worry about putting them to sleep.
We won't tell the musicians that they'll be on time then.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
They'll be an hour early. That'll be a first. No, I'm kidding.
Speaking of time, before we run out of time, Brian, I did want to talk about, you have a new website.
We do.
Yeah.
So we had been a .org, now we're a .com.
Yes.
We're not a commercial entity.
Right.
However, because of some logistics, we switched. It's the same beginning.
Yep.
QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Okay.
So that's where the site is. The site will appear as it has before.
Yes.
Our schedule's there, all the information that you typically find. It's just a different type in, QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Okay.
And new email address, if you want to get directly in touch with me, it's Brian@QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Okay.
And there's a link right there.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure we get that out there. Yeah. It's not a mistake, folks, that you're seeing
thank
on
you.
Your screen. It's correct.
And I've already heard from a number of people understanding that we were not going to be at Quincy High School or North Quincy High School. And so some people call right in, and
sure.
My number's available there as well.
Okay. Do you do social media at all?
We do.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
Facebook.
Okay.
Instagram. Do we do Instagram?
Yeah.
All these things I'm not going to.
Not for those. Not aren't, those details are not for you to worry about, Yuichi. You just get the music. Brian, does the symphony need? And I always like to ask you, members, positions, chairs.
So interestingly, yeah. We talk in the past about string players.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of need for strings.
Yes.
And we have a good complement of string players.
Yeah.
At the same time, we could and we typically always need additional string players.
Okay.
The great news is that we've been having a few join us year by year by year and have settled in to now being, you know, a critical part of the orchestra.
Nice.
But we still have the need for strings.
Okay.
We do have a third trumpet opening. That we will need to audition for.
Okay.
But anyone who wants to be understand what that's about can email me at brian@QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Okay, excellent. So again, it's the classical concert Sunday, November 2nd, 4 o'clock. Tis the season, Yuichi. You mentioned December 4th at 7 p.m. at Quincy High School. And then there's other concerts later in the season that we'll have you back to talk about later.
Great, thank you.
Sounds great, Joe.
All right, thank you both.